Hello, heroes, and welcome to the 29th episode of Campaign. I'm Kat Murphy, your host and Game Master. Before we get started, let me tell you about Cards Against Humanity. This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show. And now, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Undercover! The crew of the Minarch has maneuvered its way into the inner circle of Straphanger Starlight, leader of the Cloud City Cavaliers and heir to the deadly Black Sun Crime Syndicate. Family reunions abound as Trist Valentine has finally reconnected with his youngest older sister, and Bacta has stumbled onto one of his clone brothers. But will this end in a happy huddle or family feud?
Okay, we ready?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to keep our same light side, dark side.
You mean only dark side?
Only dark side. We flipped things over twice, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
We did a good cycle. Lena Gilo.
Yes.
Everybody has rewired the stuff, and they're now doing little sparks. They're very proficient scientists.
Mm. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. This looks great. Wow. Hey, do you think you'll use it in the show tomorrow?
Probably not, but...
That's still fun, though.
No, it was super fun. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And, hey, y'all have cool weapons now, too, so that's great.
Weapons?
Nope.
I don't think it... Who would use this as a weapon?
An idiot.
That doesn't make
sense. How about I turn the lights off and we all make them fire off at the same time, huh? It'll look real cool.
How about I turn the lights off? Real line of a real plan.
It worked last time.
Why?
Because it'll look neat. Remember I did it like 5 minutes ago and it looked neat for mine? Imagine how much neater it'll look for all of them.
I don't know, man. Like, it's a little late.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we should just take a few hits off the hookah and call it a night, huh? Not this one, though.
It's under the table.
Yeah, because it's under the table.
Are you okay?
I'm just tired. And I'm still feeling a little starstruck around you guys.
That's understandable.
Because you're stars. You mind if I just hang out for a little bit?
No, you're welcome here.
Cool. Thanks, man.
What's your name?
Carrie Fisher.
Make a deception.
Is that really a deception? He is Carrie Fisher.
At this point?
What's the difficulty?
It's a purple and two reds.
Oh.
You're aligned to Straphanger Starlight.
Good grief. Can I have a red?
Yeah.
Purple and two reds? You can't make that.
Watch me. Oh, what if I do, though, right?
Yeah, if you do.
Purple and two reds.
This is how opposed social things work.
Well, no.
And
oh, great.
Super no. So that is two failures and an advantage.
Quickly pick your advantage.
My advantage is that I, so they don't believe my name is Carrie Fisher,
no.
But I get to try again.
No.
Just like I did that before. I made up a new lie. Like when I came in and I said that my cousin worked
for
the hotel.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You are not dealing with a robot anymore.
Oh.
You are dealing with Straphanger Starlight.
Oh.
So he glares at you. Tell me your name.
It's Lena Gilo. Yes, that Lena Gilo.
What are you doing here, Lena Gilo? He says loudly, and everyone turns and looks at you.
I've told you, I'm just a big fan. I'm sorry. I just didn't want to, because I know I'm pretty wanted dude, and I didn't want to get you guys in trouble for knowing me. And I just wanted the autographs, and if you want, I'll give you back the shirt, and I'll head out. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure I believe that that's the only reason you're here. Tell us the truth, and you feel stuff start to... you feel...
My wig!
Like you want to tell him. And let's cut over to see how Bacta's been doing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So you're a bellhop?
That's right. I'm a bellhop.
Well, that's no kind of work for a clone. How did you wind up doing that?
Honestly, I didn't leave the army on the best of terms. And,
you know, Republic has control of everything. So, I wasn't really able to do much, and I'm trying to work my way to the Outer Rim.
Well, this is pretty much the Outer Rim.
Mandalore is not.
It's close, isn't it?
No, it's Inner Rim to Mid Rim. It's certainly not Outer Rim.
Well, it's not Inner Rim, because it's really close to, whatchamacallit, Dathomir.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When'd you leave the army?
66.
Yeah, I'll imagine a lot of you guys left then.
When did you leave?
I've all been here since I was a pup.
You're a deserter.
What? No, no. I was from an early batch, and they didn't like us too good. We were hard to control. Managed to dodge a purge and moved out here as a kid.
I've never met a clone who's from a bad batch.
Whoa, slow down, CT. Not a bad batch. An early batch.
I'm sorry. That's just, you know, what we used to say in the barracks when they would tell stories.
Yeah, stories.
I mean, look, some clone I turned out to be. Couldn't pull the trigger.
Wait, so you really dodged 66?
Couldn't do it.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I've always wondered, you know. I've not missed. You know, I don't know if they said it to you, but they certainly said it to us. Good soldiers follow orders.
Yeah, that's a bloody nightmare, all right.
It was, but, you know, I'm trying to put it behind me. I've got a new life now, you know, and I'm going to live, you know, as much of it as I can. But this seems like a good gig.
Yeah.
You're
working with a band?
Oh, come on. You think I'll work with a band?
He hits the other guy. They both.
No, mate. I'm Deathwatch.
You're with Deathwatch?
Yeah.
Now, that's so funny. I was never in the 501st, but I heard stories about Deathwatch.
Yeah, just trying to return Mandalore to its former glory. These people, this whole mess. Disgusting.
Tell me, is Deathwatch pro or anti-imperial? I'll never... You're on your own thing? I'm not quite politically savvy.
The other guy bows in. We're anti-imperial because they're what's making Mandalore this watered-down, namby-pamby nonsense.
Cocked up my life enough.
Black Sun's pretty cool, though. They're well-connected, and they help us with imports and exports, and we're trying to build things back up. After, you know, I don't know how long you've been here, but 5 years ago, we almost made it back in control of things.
Wow.
And then, yeah, that's a... I figured you might be one of the clones who was here as a part of that whole
endeavor. I visited Mandalore for a brief time during, you know, training, but never... Look, I didn't get to stay long.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I mean, Mandalore, it just... it's stupid saying it. I feel stupid saying it, but it's, like, part of my blood. You know, I feel like the air here, it feels like it's made for my lungs. So maybe my lungs are made for the air.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Let me tell you about the Resistance. And you're in that terrible conversation. Tristan Valentine.
Yeah, so I kind of wait to see how...
She turns around and looks at you, and she looks really sad. Why'd you come here, Trist?
Why'd I come here? Wait, I heard you were in trouble.
No, I'm fine. You shouldn't be here.
I heard you were kidnapped.
No, I'm not kidnapped. You should leave before... Okay. You shouldn't even be on this planet.
Okay, I'm not leaving without you, okay?
Why? I'm fine.
Look, I'm here on behalf of the Kyber Crystals.
Don't say that too loudly.
That's why I mumbled it, Christmas. You know that's why I mumbled it.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my room, and you should meet me there.
Okay, well, let me first fill this bong. I mean, hookah. Let me first fill this hookah, because I don't know if you can see, but I have a job to do.
Look, you shouldn't even be talking to me. I don't know why you're still talking to me.
I don't know why we're gesticulating at each other. Just both of us should put our hands down.
Tristan?
Okay, do not take that tone with me. It is Trist now.
Tristan?
Nobody calls me Tristan.
Tristan Valentine.
Nobody calls me Tristan Valentine.
Meet your sister in 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. I love you.
I love you too.
And I miss you, and it's good to see you.
Stop talking to me. You're a bellhop.
Okay, well, I just wish you would have said it back. I wish you would have said it back. I wish you would have said it back.
She goes to the room.
And I refill the poison water.
You're refilling the poison water while... Lena Kilo!
So how is this? Like, do I have to...
That happens roughly at your part in the conversation, too. So everyone's staring at...
Thank God.
Do I have to tell him the truth? Is that, like, how this is... How I'm being affected right now?
So... That is what they do. You're feeling the pressure to do that.
Okay.
I'll flip a dark side point so that we don't have to make up a mechanic to handle it.
Okay.
You feel like telling him the truth.
Okay. I'll come clean. I know these two bellhops, and they also wanted autographs, and I told them I would use my my staff shirt.
They never wanted autographs. You can't. So the way that telling different lies works.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tell the truth about something else.
Tell the truth side part.
You met Nemodian Sparks.
To explain to Johnny what the truth is.
Okay, the real truth.
And nothing but the truth so help you God.
I know the two bellhops, and we live together on a spaceship, and there's another, there's a woman who also flies around on the spaceship with us, and there's a little kid, and I have a son, and gosh, do you guys have kids?
No.
Oh, you should think about having kids.
It's, what are you doing here?
This is perfect. Okay, we're in comms together, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of like still refilling, I'm like, keep saying true, crazy things. You sound insane right now.
Talk about Nemodian's packs.
Talk about your son.
Well, I'm here.
The guy starts glaring at you, Bacta, as you spoke into your comm.
I'm here to see the concerts. I actually got to meet the Kyber Crystals, and that was cool because I'm a big fan. I know before I told you that I hated them, but that was a lie. This is the truth. I'm a big fan of the Kyber Crystals. I met Nemodian Sparks. I'm a big fan of him. A real big fan of him. Gosh, this has been a crazy day. I met Nemodian Sparks. I met the Kyber Crystals. I met you guys. It's like, how many more celebrities can you meet in a day, right?
Is there a reason we shouldn't be turning you into the Empire?
No.
Jeez, you beat.
I mean, unless you just don't want to. I mean, if I were you, I would, because there's probably a huge bounty God. On us. I mean, not probably. I know there's a huge bounty on us.
The guys at the pool tables flick out knives and start coming over to where you are.
I thought we were having a good time. And I'll be honest with you. When I came here, I wasn't a big fan of you guys. I'm still not a big fan of your music, but it was pretty cool hanging out with you. I mean, I genuinely had a good time. And I thought it was really cool when we were all making the gloves together. And that was neat. By the way, I intentionally made the gloves mess up, but you guys are too smart to even realize. So sorry about that. I mean, I'm not actually sorry. I'm sorry I got caught. So sorry for that.
Does the guy next to me have a weapon?
At this point,
I'm going to go first.
No. At this point, I approach Bacta and the person he's talking to, and I have a tray in my hand. Would anyone care for some mini pizzas?
Oh, I would love a mini pizza.
I think I might indulge as well. We both reach our hands deep into this, like past the mini pizzas in the tray as this is happening.
Also, when you said that, you know, only an idiot would use shot gloves as a weapon. Well, I'm an idiot because that's what I do. And also the sword that I have with me. Wait, oh no, I don't have a sword with me. It's in that tray. It's on that tray.
It's in the cart.
It's on the cart. There's a big sword. It's crazy. It's a crazy sword and I love it and it's awesome. And let me tell you how we got it.
I don't know about you, but I'm famished for mini pizzas.
We both
pull our blaster pistols out of that.
They have guns!
Wallace Fibo's arm turns into a laser cannon.
My God.
That's...
He's a Mega Man.
He is. He's a Mega Man.
Well, he's flawless.
The Death Watch guy, like, goes to grab one of his things, but you guys are fast, so he's just waiting there. What are you all doing here?
I think we're gonna have to fight you now.
No, we're not gonna have to fight them now.
Okay.
No
one's gonna have to fight anyone now.
I said I think.
Flawless Fibo, you're doing great. Stand there. Just be you. I don't want to fight anyone. It's late, and we have a show tomorrow. What the hell are you doing here? What the cark are you doing here?
Hell's okay. Han Solo says hell.
You're right, he does.
We're just doing it.
See, we're good friends. Everything's cool.
We're doing a job. It's honestly the lowest stakes job that I've ever had in my life. I cannot believe that it is going this cock side up.
You are Tristan Valentine.
You're Tristan Valentine. So, I am. I'm Tristan Valentine. I don't know why I said that.
So are you here to see your sister?
Yes, I'm here to see my sister.
Why didn't you say that? Why have you been so... This is really weird.
Okay. I know he just said it, but I feel like I should reiterate it so you don't think we're stupid.
We're gonna have to fight.
A 3 million credit bounty on our heads. We're not going to go around introducing ourselves to everybody. We don't know you people.
Also, wait, what has she said about me? How do you know who I am and what has she said about
me? You look exactly like your sister.
I do look like
my
sister.
And you're extremely wanted. We all know.
And she said, Tristan, did she say anything about any sort of peeing or the bed of any... I'm getting a no from you. I'm getting a blank look from you. So she's not said that to you.
So wait a minute. Every time that I do the laundry and your sheets are wet, that's pee?
No, that's sweat, because I... Let me take that one more time. No, that's not pee. The pee was as a child. I've not in a long time.
How long?
I got drunk.
8 hours?
No, 8 hours? I get drunk sometimes and I do pee. Yes,
look,
that is pee.
Your sister just joined our band. We're not gonna.
Wait, what?
Your sister just joined our band. Why would we turn over her brother? That seems a little weird. That seems a little hostile.
Because we're worth 3 million credits? I don't know.
Do you guys have any idea who I am? Do you know about the Black Sun Syndicate?
Okay. Yeah, yes, we know about the Black Sun Syndicate.
You guys should think about
Don't really know that much about the Black Sun Syndicate. I mean, I'll know that we like fought in the Clone Wars, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, Black Sun Syndicate owns everything. I do not need whatever millions of credits are on your guys' heads.
Oh, good.
She joined the band? She joined?
I think someone lied to us.
Hey.
Not you. I don't think you lied to us.
Buddy, I'm not making you tell the truth anymore. Chill out.
I'm just nervous.
It's true. He gets this way. Okay. Trist takes, like, lowers his gun and, like, puts it in what he thinks will be a holster, but there is no holster, so he, like, fumbles it, drops it, grabs it on the floor.
I will make this point. Like, I understand wanting to talk to her, but you guys are wanted, and there are a lot of people on this planet right now.
True.
I'm sure someone's ID'd you by now. Why are you here?
Well, we've been pretty careful.
Yeah, I'm very good at makeup.
This has been our first mistake.
Surprisingly. Very surprisingly.
Look, we're here so I can see my sister, okay? I may have gotten the situation wrong. We may have heard some bad information. But
what did you hear?
We heard that she was kidnapped. Which, now, like, thinking through it, that story is insane.
It's ridiculous.
And I knew it was insane.
For us to believe that story is ridiculous.
Did Zara Zoisei tell you that?
I can't say that for sure because I do not remember. Now that you're mentioning it, yes, that does sound like the person that told us what the information was correct. Yes.
That was a weird way to say that.
Yes, yes, yes. I honestly wasn't listening.
I feel like you would know if it was Zara Zoisite that told you that.
He's just gaslighting. That's how he communicates.
Can I ask you a question? Like, friend to friend? Because I feel like we're friends now.
We're not necessarily friends, but what do you want to ask?
Did my favorite band lie to me?
They're your favorite band?
Please do not make fun of him. He is very sensitive.
Ew. Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course they did.
Oh.
Yeah, they make terrible music, so their pianist left and joined up with us.
Would you mind if I talk to my sister for a moment?
No, please.
I head into the bedroom where Dolly and Snyder were supposed to run.
So tell me more about this resistance.
Cool. Yeah, let's go to that scene. She is sitting on the bed and, like, putting lotion on her feet like she does every night before bed.
I kind of come in. I put the blaster down on, like, the drawer or the chest of drawers by the bed. I kind of, like, sigh and, like, drop my shoulders and sit on the opposite side of, like, the foot of the bed from her. It's good to see you, Dalliance.
Good to see you, Tristan.
Nobody calls me Tristan anymore. It's just Trist.
Your name's Tristan. Nobody calls me Dalliance.
What are we doing here? What am I doing here?
I don't know. Why are you here?
Well, I heard that you were kidnapped. Zara from the Kyber Crystals told me you were kidnapped.
Yeah, I'm not kidnapped. Make a discipline.
What's the difficulty?
Yeah, she's tricky. But
I have terrible discipline.
What's your lying, though?
Deception?
Yeah.
That's cunning.
Yeah.
That's a yellow and 2 greens.
Okay, then give the red version of that.
So two purples and a red. Technically it's a success.
Okay.
But there's what's the opposite of a triumph?
An evil triumph.
That's a despair.
So it's...
Did you cancel out the negative aspect of the despair?
Yes. So okay. It's technically a success and a threat, and there's a despair in there. But yeah. It is a success, so she's not lying to me. Or I catch her lying to me.
So she's not lying to you, but she's not telling you the full truth of the whole situation.
Yeah.
Cool. No, I'm not kidnapped.
Christmas, I'm your brother. I haven't seen you in, what, 5 years? 6 years?
6 years.
You really want to start things off like this? Can you not tell me the truth? Can we not do this game?
It's been too long, frankly. A lot's been going on in everyone's life, and you haven't been there? So I don't want to hear that coming from you. You're doing what? You're going up against the Empire?
I'm going up against the Empire! Yes!
That's stupid. Why would you do that?
Okay, you know, it's not as simple as that, okay? It's not black and white anymore. This is what you've never understood. I would love it if my life was, you know, going from planet to planet and singing songs, you know? That would be great, but that's not how adults live.
No, it is, because you know, I'm an adult, and this is the life living, because okay. I've always wanted to do this, and I'm making it happen.
Hey, but stop treating me like your little brother, because I'm a grown man. I'm not your little brother.
You are, and you will always be my little brother.
How dare you play that card?
But, you know, you haven't been treating us like a family, so maybe you're right. Maybe
I haven't been treating you like... I'm doing what is best for the family.
You have no idea what's best for the family.
You have no idea what I've been doing.
You have been making Mom worried sick, which isn't fair.
Don't put that on me.
You have no idea what's happened to her.
What's happened to her?
She's drinking again, and it's getting really, really bad.
Crarp. Which is...
Want to take that again?
I like crarp.
Crarp.
Crarp is fine.
Crarp is a thing.
Okay. Crarp.
And Fling has to stay home to take care of her now?
What?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
So, you know, if you cared... You would think about the repercussions of your actions, because someone is going to kill you, especially if you're acting like this. What in the world are you doing here?
Look, I'm only here because we had to meet with the Kyber Crystals, because we need some sort of rebel connection. And I'm only here in this room because I thought that you were in trouble, and I was coming to help you. And I don't understand why I'm getting this second degree from you. Third degree. Fourth degree. I'm getting burned here.
Yeah. You should just leave. You should leave because... I can't vouch for everyone out there. I've just started working with them. They're nice, but you're a criminal, right? You know about these criminal organizations?
Yeah, I'm a criminal. And I know about these criminal organizations.
So they're probably...
He knows
probably,
nothing about Black Sun.
Yes. They're probably going to turn you over.
Okay.
So leave. Get off planet.
Okay, fine. I'll leave. I'll get off planet. I'll go. Are you safe? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Would you even tell me if you weren't?
No.
Don't answer the question.
Well, I wouldn't, Tristan.
It was rhetorical.
You've made it really clear that we are not a priority in your life.
Well, I wish I could change your mind, but it looks like your mind's already made up, huh? This was lovely. It was good running into you again, sis.
Don't die.
Don't worry. I never do. Hey, sorry about what I just said there when you said don't die and I said I never do. I thought that would be the end of the conversation. That was a silly thing to say.
Yeah, we're still standing.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm going to send some money home. When I get some money, I'm going to send some money. Hopefully that'll help with things. Is everybody else well? Is Dad well?
Oh my. Oh God.
Dad is dead is what I'm reading on your face.
She starts tearing up and then just goes,
Trist gives you a hug. No, he clenches his fist and he punches the wall as like hard as he can. I'm assuming it's like plaster or whatever, I still think that his probably pretty good chance that his hand is broken. When did he die?
Like 3 years ago?
3 years ago. You really buried the lead with Mom's drinking again, by the way.
I thought you knew.
No, I didn't know. I'm on the run. How would I find out? I haven't been able to talk to anyone in 5 years.
I thought you still talked to I thought you worked for Jabba.
No, I mean, occasionally I work for Jabba, but no, I didn't know that he was... God.
Are we implying that Jabba the Hutt, like, tells people gossip?
Bah. Bah.
There's a reason Jabba the Hutt would tell Tristan Valentine stuff.
Where's Vuvu? Is she home?
I don't know.
In liaison, she's with Mom?
Yeah, she's with Mom. Vuvu ruined all of that, so yeah, she's there.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I wasn't home for that. I'm so sorry I didn't know. I should have known. Listen, what I've been doing, it's important, okay? I can't explain more to you right now. There's no point, but it's important.
The work I'm doing is important, too. And if you're working with Jabba, then you're probably not doing that important work.
I wish we could have one conversation where you didn't condescend to me. I wish we could have... No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Fine. I wish you the best. If you need me, I flip out one of my cards. Please.
Are you a sex criminal?
I think you know that I'm not.
What is this?
It's got my contact.
There's a dot there.
It was supposed to be a slash.
This is the trashiest thing I have ever seen.
Okay, well, this is the second run, so this is after the edit. Look, my contact is on there. If you need me, please
You shouldn't be giving anyone your contact information. Do you not understand that people are trying to kill you?
I have so many of these cards. I gotta give them out. I just gotta. This is for you. You keep that. By the way, my contact information is handwritten on there, okay? It's not like it's printed on the card.
Are you carrying around cards with handwritten information on them?
I have 20 on me.
Then it's the exact same thing as them already being printed on there.
Okay, yes. Hindsight's always 50-50, okay? Yes, fine.
That is not the expression, Tristan.
That's the expression I've always used.
It's always been wrong.
Okay. Again, this was so lovely. I'm saying, if you need me, that's how you get in contact with me. You know, if Dad dies again or something.
I'm fine. I'm not going to need you. We've done fine without you so far. You and Vuvu can get up to whatever you want.
If you hear from her, I'd love to know.
I would rather never speak to her again.
All right, well, happy life day for the past 5 life days.
Happy life day. That is our family tradition. We all do love life day more than any other holiday.
Will you be traveling with them for a little while?
Probably.
Okay. I have some life day cards that I couldn't mail you. And you know what? Some of them are pretty emotional. And I feel like if you had read them pre this meeting would have gone a little differently.
Well, just...
Some of the cards are very good. And they kind of explain a lot of things.
Well,
I feel like there would have been a little more forgiveness in your voice if you had read some of them. Yeah, I'll mail you the cards. You're going to feel like a real dick about this later, but I'll mail you the cards. Okay, well, we will be getting off planet. Would you like me to say anything to Zara for you?
No.
Okay, well, whatever you're up to, be safe, please. These are dangerous people.
I'd like you to be safe, too.
Okay, well, you know that I won't. I feel like we've done this before. Trist picks up his blaster. Full of mini pizzas. It's a long story. I did not think this through. Good night, Dillions.
Do you want a hug?
Yeah, can we?
Yeah, we can hug.
Okay, I've got mini pizza hands, so just... I just said I had mini pizza hands. Don't touch specifically my hand. Why would you do that in a hug?
She gives you a hug that is like way, way more emotional than she's been throughout this conversation. Even like it's a lot more caring than you would have expected.
Okay, I'm rigid at first, but I kind of soften up to it and then like hug her back. Okay, I kind of silently step out of the room and back out to whatever's happening out here.
Yeah, we've got plans for a big old murder ball. It's crazy.
No. No.
Vito.
I would have knocked you out before you said that.
Yeah, so what is happening?
Yeah, so tell me more about this resistance.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone's looking at us right now. Are you sure you don't want to continue the previous conversation with the den of knife-wielding...
You don't want to deal with a group of knife-wielding maniacs? No? Okay. So, the Resistance, basically, a group of clones.
Clones?
Yeah, and then we got, our dad.
I thought he died.
Oh, no, not biological dad. Kells Garota. He did a lot of training with clones. Usually the clones who did a tour on Mandalore trained under him.
Yeah, like with Shakti.
Yeah, he's our real dad. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of these guys. Usually we're training on one of the moons. Right now we're just doing business with Black Sun, trying to pick up some supplies.
The Black Sun's
out there for clones.
Yeah, mate.
And we're working with the Black Sun. What have I been doing with my life?
Lena Gilo.
Can I ask you another question as a friend?
Again, I don't know that we're friends, Lena Gilo. You came up to our suite under...
I know. Well, I feel like you're my friend, and I hope that I can be yours someday. So I'm going to ask you the question anyway. Can we be friends? Because I feel really burned right now, and I just feel like I need someone to turn to. And I'm sorry I said your music was bad.
Our music isn't bad.
I'll give it another try.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we can be friends.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we can be friends.
Can you hold on for one second? Dear diary, what a day it has been. I have a lot to catch you up on. First, I met Nemoidian Sparks. Yes, that Nemoidian Sparks. Then, I met the Kyber Crystals. Yes, those Kyber Crystals. It turns out they were jerks. Then, I met... What is this band's name again?
The...
You ask him as you're writing your journal.
The Cloud City Cavaliers.
Then we met the Cloud City Cavaliers. And I gotta say, they're nice. And I think we're gonna be friends for a long time.
Do you always vocalize all of your writing?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay. So, So you met Nemoidian Sparks, huh?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. You don't think his books suck, do you?
No, I think his books are pretty dangerous.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? On three. One, two, three. Dusk on an
Alien
World.
I don't have
world.
A favorite.
Oh, it's always hard for me to pick one, too.
Okay.
So, at the corner of my eye, while this guy is talking about the resistance,
yeah.
Are people still with knives trying to advance on Lenik?
No, they all are always at the, you know, that's they're standing at attention, waiting for any order from Strap Hanger. And since he has lapsed back into the conversation, mm-hmm. they've kind of relaxed. They're all, one has his phone out, he's checking the tweets.
Okay.
But they're, like, one guy still has his knife out and is amusing himself with butterfly knife tricks. They're not.
Oh, so cool.
They're not as invested.
Has Trist come back out yet?
Trist comes out when you guys want him to in the conversation. Yeah. So it can be now or it can be later.
Trist, you good?
Yeah, Trist steps out of the room. Yeah. Thank you, Strap Hanger. I appreciate you being cool about this. If it's all the same to you, we've interrupted your party enough. We'll be going.
Don't die. We like your sister. We don't want her to get hurt. And don't come here again.
What if it's just to, like, hang out?
Also like my sister and don't want her to get hurt. I can't tell if that was a threat. Are you threatening her?
I'm not threatening her. I'm telling you that dangerous people are going to be... You have to know this. You have to know that dangerous people are hunting you down constantly.
Absolutely know that.
And I don't want that around... That negativity around this group of exquisite performers.
Just sure. Take care of her if you can.
We're fine.
I can see that now.
So was that a yes or a no on the hangout?
We're sorry that we wasted your time tonight. We'll be going.
Have people been smoking that hookah?
Not yet.
Not yet. Have a great night.
You as well.
Again, yes or no on the hangout?
Don't come back here.
What if I call?
Oh, I grab him by the arm and like pull Lenik out of the room.
The guy grabs your arm. Are you sticking around?
I think so.
Okay.
Back to...
What you drinking?
What? You have to come with us.
I've got to do something else.
What do you mean? You have a... Well, you don't have a son like I have a son, but you have a child that you look after.
Shh, back to... What are you talking about?
I'm going to hang out for a minute.
What do you mean a minute? Like an actual minute? Or when you say a minute, do you mean like you're never coming back?
There are some things that I'll need to catch up on. I have not been paying any attention to my family because I didn't think I had one.
I think that we have had a real weird trip in the past few hours, and I think that we have learned a lot and we've grown a lot, and I think that we all realize now that we're the only family we've all got, and that's good for us, and I think you should come with us.
Trist, I'll need to do this, and I think you know I need to do this.
We may have to go, and I mean go.
Look, there's something I feel like I have to do. And I'm telling you, man to man, I am going to do... I was put here for... You don't believe in the Force, but I do.
I don't believe in the Force.
I'm here for a reason, and I'll need to fulfill that purpose. Do you understand?
I understand. 24 hours, okay?
Thank you.
Let's go.
This is insane. This is insane. We've done a lot of insane things, but this is probably the most insane thing.
Yeah, that could be true.
It is true. This is definitely true. I'm calling Lynn.
Don't call Lynn.
I'm calling Lynn right now.
We are not calling Lynn. We still have.
I'm calling her. It's ringing. It's ringing.
It's 2 in the morning. We're going to call Lynn. It's ringing. So late.
Well, she's probably up because she's worried about us.
We head to the elevator and we press the down button.
She's not answering.
It's so late.
The light is flickering on the thing. So you're calling the ship?
Yeah.
She doesn't answer immediately.
I'll leave a voicemail.
Stop.
My comm channel is still open to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Lenik. What is up? How are you guys doing?
It's Lenik Gilo from the Minon.
Lenik, please do not say your name.
You said his name to be fair, but you did just wake up.
Trist, are you on this call?
Of course. It's on
How'd it
open
go?
Comm.
How'd it go?
It was weird, but there's something kind of more important to talk about. So everyone's safe and it was fine, but Bacta's not coming back and it...
What?
Yeah, and I feel
Why?
Like it's a really bad idea, and I don't want anything to happen to him.
Why is it? Go get him.
He won't come.
Don't let him do that.
He won't. He's stronger and meaner than I
Lynn,
am.
Lynn, how's the ship right now? Can we be prepped to leave?
No. There's something in all of the pipes, and I cannot get the ship to work right now, and it's been a very stressful evening.
It's a rabbit.
What?
Is it a rabbit?
Yeah, there definitely is a rabbit in the ship, but you can't get the ship to
no,
work.
No, the ship works, but the hyperdrive is all out of whack.
Yeah, rabbits love hyperdrive.
God damn, it's true.
And there's a big chance that rabbit that was on the ship was pregnant when it came on the ship.
And the hyperdrive is like a rabbit home.
Yeah, Tony has been all about him, and Tamlin has been working on keeping him relaxed all evening. They're in the brig. Also, we had a brig. I had no idea we had a brig. It is filled with those stupid business cards that Trist keeps.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Is there any meatloaf in there? Because I feel like we took some meatloaf.
Look, whatever condition the hyperdrive is in, we need it optimal and we need it ready to go, okay? We may need to go fast.
Okay, I will work on it. Get back the... He's probably going to die if you leave him alone.
That's what I thought. And
we'll see you soon. Wait. I switch off Linux comm.
And I just think that we need to him and...
Just me here, buddy.
Bing! The door's open.
What do we do?
Well, the kyber crystals lied to us again, obviously. My sister's fine. Also, my dad is dead. And I'm 90% sure this is a broken hand. What do you think? Is this a broken hand?
I touch it. I, like, grab it.
Ow! Yeah, at least a finger.
Gosh, we already
medical
need
alert says the side of Flawless Fibo's head.
Wait, I thought we went down.
No, the door just opened, oh, but just opened. Back to the. Is your hand broken?
Yeah, I broke my hand. Yes, it's a broken hand.
I have to set your hand. I'm sorry. Space programming. I'm sorry.
I don't know why you would apologize for that. This is literally killing
me. It's extremely embarrassing. I bring it here.
I give him my hand.
And, like, his chest opens up and medical equipment comes out and he starts working on it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, this is a...
No, it's not really cool.
What he's doing right now is incredibly painful.
What's not cool about it? That's, like, the coolest thing.
You try being programmed for something that you have no interest in.
Oh, Bacta, give me my blaster.
Am I in the room still?
Yeah, you're up to over to the
side. Story of my life, pal.
Hey.
Oh, my sword.
Give me my blaster.
Jeez. Oh,
yeah. Don't leave without your sword.
That was, like, crazy.
Give me my blaster.
Also, before we go, you totally can...
So, Bacta makes eye contact with you for a second.
Okay, yeah, of course.
I take it back to...
Need to fulfill the purpose for which I was brought here. I'm sorry about that.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I wish I understood what that meant.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Can you know what he's saying?
Hold on, stop. What,
can I roll? Everybody!
I'm gonna roll. Yeah. Sort
you
of,
parking hate everybody. Yeah.
I'm gonna roll a perception.
Yeah. This will be the first perception that Tristan Valentine fails.
What's the difficulty?
Not at all difficult. This is a message coded for you.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, it's two successes and an advantage. I say the advantage is no one else understands that.
Yeah,
it's a
so
message.
I will say that when he said that, he made specific eye contact with you mm-hmm. and said, fulfill the purpose for which you came here. My thinking, out of character, so I can let you guys in on it, Bacta is having an emotional moment right now. He's certainly not going to abandon Tamlin.
Sure.
And he would feel bad about abandoning you guys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There are drugged bongs, or there are drugged, you know, whatever's.
Which we did not mention.
Fancy bongs.
Yeah, fancy bongs. Drugged fancy bongs. So there's that still in the room. I'm with the Marshall people. If I can get a drop on them, I can probably get out of here with Christmas Valentine. And we can fulfill our contract. If she's fine, she might just be fine.
That's true.
I mean, there is the potential that we could be taking her back into danger with the kyber crystals, but, like, either way, you know, what? We don't have another way off this planet. Like, ship not working aside, we don't have credentials. And we need those.
So I will say that what Triss understands is that you are confident that you have something that you have to do and he needs to leave you to do it. But he does not get any of that specifics from you because he would never put his sister as a bargaining chip no matter what. So you both think that you're completely on the same page, but you have wildly different interpretations of what is happening
here. Yes.
Okay. Great.
Because he could probably forgive it after the fact, but for now, he's,
Does anyone know what's going on?
Lenik, you gotta stop.
Your friend has a broken hand.
I'm assuming it doesn't take too long to set a broken
hand. Yeah, I'd fix it, but you guys have weak, what is it?
Bones,
yep. Weak bones.
You're not a good doctor.
You're a great robot, though, and you look good doing it.
He's prefer false. To... Robot. I don't know if anyone in this universe has ever mentioned that word before. What is a robot?
Well, it's like a robotic person.
So, like an android.
Yeah.
A what?
I'm an android.
A droid?
I'm a droid.
An android. You're saying and twice. Are you stuttering?
That's
an android.
Set.
Thank you. Yeah, we head to the elevator and hopefully head down.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Bing.
Look, I don't know what Bakht is up to. I don't know what he's doing in there, but he's got to do what he has to do.
What if it's like, okay, so you know how clones didn't want to kill all the Jedi, but then they did?
Bakht didn't. Well, he disobeyed that order.
Well, what if some other order switched on in his head because that one broke and he's going to do something crazy? Is that a thing? I don't know. Because I'm not a doctor.
I don't know, but I tried to ask the robot doctor. I trust him.
So did, hey, the Jedi trusted all those clones.
Bakht didn't turn on the
right,
Jedi.
I know, but I'm sure. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I know enough that he needed this. And we have to come up with some plan.
I've got a plan.
Okay. If I guess it, we don't have to do it.
Okay, but you have to guess it, like, real specifically.
Okay, well, I'm out. Look, the Kyber crystals, this is the second time they've lied to us to get us to do something.
Yeah. I guess they only get one more shot.
Well... I don't know.
So what do we do? Do we go back and say,
well, my sister's fine. My sister said that she wasn't kidnapped. She said that there was nothing I could do
for her. Wait, did she say that she wasn't kidnapped?
Yes.
Or did she mean that she wasn't
kidnapped? She said she was there voluntarily, okay?
Look, I feel like a lot of stuff is being said around here, and I don't understand it all.
I know she wasn't telling me the truth, but I don't think she was lying to me.
What does that mean? Exactly. What does that mean?
It's a Valentine thing. You'd have to... Look, I don't know. But she seemed safe. She seemed concerned for me above anything, and she wanted me to get out of here. And she mentioned that there's probably more people hunting us, and we've already ran into one bounty hunter here looking for us.
Do you think that this is a trap? Do you think we're going to get captured not on purpose?
I think all of this is a trap. I don't trust any of it anymore, okay?
Do you trust me?
The Kyber crystals. Yes, I trust you.
Okay, good.
But I trust that very bad things are about to happen to us.
You could have said that better.
I don't have a very good feeling about this.
Okay, well, you're close. You're circling around.
Look, I do not have...
No.
Look, a very good feeling...
No.
Feeling don't modify about it. This. Don't modify it.
Feeling about this very good I don't have. I can't say it any clearer than
no,
that.
No, that was right. That was perfect. yeah, me neither. I also am feeling, like, not great about this.
You could have said that better.
What do you mean?
I don't know, just could have said it more succinctly.
It just feels like something weird's gonna happen.
Yeah, perfect.
So, back up to you?
Yeah.
Cool. So Christmas comes back out after they leave, and she, like, was clearly crying, and, like, wipes away stuff, and,
tears.
Mascara! Strap hanger, like, looks at her concerned, and she's like, I'm fine. Ugh. Apparently, I wish he hadn't shown up, you know, that was so stupid, they're gonna get caught. And then, that stupid Zara, right? Ah, she's the worst. Princess is the worst. And there are several affirmatives. So that's happening over there.
Mm-hmm. I'll need to know, what happened to Kamino?
What do you mean?
During 66, I was on Kamino.
Can't say I know, mate. I've been out of this game a long time. I'm sort of working on my own thing.
This is separate. This is just run by brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is just...
This is about heritage.
This is about Mandalore.
It's about Mandalore. It's about fulfilling Jango Fett's vision.
Right, yeah.
He's our legacy.
We're his legacy.
Oh, bingo. That's what I meant to say. It's been a long night.
Two halves of the same coin.
Yeah, we've seen a few brothers pass through, but most of them seem to have their own thing going on. Respect, of course, but it's not what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay. Well, I'm not up to much. I ran into some trouble because I was looking for ways to get back at the people who put me where I am now.
And who's that?
It's the Empire.
Yeah, those Stingos make me sick.
It's the worst. I mean, you, not, no offense. You probably don't know because you weren't part of Order 66, but it messed people up.
Clearly. I don't know what happened to you, mate, but I've seen some things.
The only people who got through okay were the 501, Teacher's Pets. So.
Yeah, I always felt bad for you guys, but I don't know what you want me to do. Like I said, I'm doing my own thing, and I've been doing my own thing.
What are you doing? How can I help?
We're looking for recruits. We're trying to build an army. What rank did you hold?
I was a lieutenant.
Well, lieutenant, me and my people are trying to reclaim the land. we're going to reinstate Mandoa. We're going to remind these people of who they really are, of what Mandalore means.
How many people do you have under your command?
We've got nearly 2 legions. Now, mind you, not all that's clones and half of them are trainees, but it's potential. We can turn it into something. This is manifest destiny, mate.
Suicide.
Well, we're not activating yet. Obviously, we still have a lot to organize, and we've had a few setbacks. I don't know if you heard, but around 5 years ago, there was this redskin bugger. Some Sith got involved, made a big commotion.
He was involved with Death Watch.
The guy with the Death Watch tattoo standing next to him, like, looks at you and nods.
What I'm hearing is Darth Maul. Darth Maul was involved with Death Watch?
Yeah, you don't remember those episodes?
He took over...
Death Watch.
Death Watch split into 2 sects.
Oh, okay.
He sliced off Jon Favreau's head, man.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
They killed Satine, and then Bo-Katan's good Death Watch crew took over, and then something happened, and now they're not in power anymore.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. Back up to speed. Meanwhile, what is happening in the room? Back to stalling for time.
Right. So, cool. People are going back to relaxing. Some are turning in to go to sleep. Christmas is hanging out with Flawless and Strap Hanger and ranting about the Kyber crystals. They're goading her on and having a laugh.
Are they enjoying their hookah or not?
Well,
they're enjoying their hookah.
There we go.
They're deep
Thank
into
you.
The hookah.
That's how the game works.
Deep into the hookah. Everybody is deep into the hookah but me.
So, including Christmas. That's they grabbed.
That'll make her easier to grab.
They put it on top of the table, not bothering to grab the one under it, because why would you grab something under a table, and started smoking the hookah.
Right. So back to, I mean, like, this seems to be less immediately relevant to his family than he first assumed. So he pulls back from those emotions a little bit, starts to disconnect, and he is engaging this person in, like, a theoretical tactical conversation, essentially. He's, like, you know, doing what he would have done back in the Clone Wars as lieutenant, you know, with the people under his command. He's like,
establishing
different stuff.
The guy's mostly talking about how they need supplies, and he's talking about your smuggling experience and how to smuggle basic human supplies through, because the Empire is shutting things down and doesn't want this sort of insurgency to happen. So you guys are collaborating on that.
All right. So I would like to make a charm check.
Cool.
What is the difficulty?
2.
We're both clones. Can I grab it? No.
Oh, but if you guys got in a fight, you'd mirror each other's moves.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It would just be like Arrested Development.
Thank God.
That is 1 success.
Cool. He's charmed.
Yeah. So
he's been excited that you were around since the start.
Yeah. So I'm stalling for time. I'm waiting for people in the room to start going down.
Okay. The Glitterstim kids are not, they're doing their own thing. They've been in that corner, you know, that they came and showed interest, but then they went back to finish up their game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Bacta knows this, but there's a proximity thing on that. So they're not, and it doesn't affect everyone. That's another thing about the telepathy.
Okay.
It affects random people. It also makes you hallucinate. But a bunch of people in the circle are all starting to get drowsy. They're not down yet, but Christmas's story has changed from being a lucid thing about the Kyber crystals to, like, a really, really pretty dress that she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And she's describing it in a very exacting way. Flawless Fibo
doesn't sleep.
Is a droid.
Yep. Okay. Are there any weapons in the room that are obvious that have been, you know, not carefully attended?
No, there are those knives and there's that arm cannon. Also, if you think through this, you know that he's a medical droid that can't avoid helping people when he knows that there's something medically wrong with them, and you just poisoned a bunch of people. So.
Okay, that's fair. So I have. So what I'm gathering is I right now have 2 lucid opponents, 1 armed. Or are they both armed?
So you have 2 Glitterstim kids who may or may not be a threat. You don't know. They have knives.
Right.
You don't know whether or not they're a threat. They're off doing their own mm-hmm. thing. Anyone else who had a weapon is out of commission. You have these guys here, but you know that they don't like the Empire. They're unlikely to do much to mess with you. You also know that they're not actually a part of this band, that they're doing business with Black Sun, but they're Death Watch.
Okay. Is the band still awake?
Some of the band is still awake. They are at the pool table.
Okay. I thought okay. Are there people at the pool table or Glitterstim kids? Are they separate group?
They're the same group.
Okay. Glitterstim people are the pool table people.
Yes.
So what are you...
Glitterstim people are the pool table people. Real quote.
Am I seeing hallucinations? So what is this just about Black Sun? You hanging out with the band?
Yeah, they're a great connection. They help us get in goods. As I explained earlier, we're having trouble getting basic supplies.
Yeah, but I mean, Black Sun's good. They control a lot. They're really good about overt control. But what you need is some, like, wormy scum who's, you know, used to having to slip things by. I'm saying you should be working with the Huts.
Ah, are you Minoc mental, mate? Don't insult the people that we're doing a deal with. Don't talk about the Huts here.
They're good, but they're only so good as the Empire's going to let them be.
Well, they've been doing pretty well so far.
They're not going to let you get anything important. They're going to let you bring in novelties. This is to pacify the public and create a healthy black market. It's nothing that would be useful for any sort of military action.
We work with Black Sun because we need to, not because we're blasto chaps. None of that matters unless you know one of the Huts.
I'll do.
Well, okay. I mean, brother, we would love to have you on board. And you've got smuggling experience, and you say you've got a connection to another smuggling ring that would do better? I'm all ears. We could really use someone like you. Mandalore could use someone like you. Jango Fett's dream could be real.
Then I'm going to need you to do me a favor.
You name it, CT.
You're going to have to look the other way. Well, I'll do this. And he goes over to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He grabs her by the hand. He's going to make a charm. What's the difficulty?
Well, I don't... What are you trying to do?
I'm just saying, come with me. We got to go to bed.
That's going to be a 3 difficulty.
Hark!
I can't succeed at anything!
Yep, that's...
That's
sure.
A failure.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. Anyway, so it's got, like, these tiny little blue flowers. They're so little.
Flawless.
Yes?
Come look at her eyes.
He turned. Look. Oh God, she's not focusing.
Check the others.
Look
I've
here.
Got her. Check the
look
others.
Here. Strap hanger. Look here. What are you guys? Guys, what are you smoking? Guys.
There's
this thing. Medical alert.
I make eye contact with him. There's some more supplies in the maintenance closet. And he like grabs her
mm-hmm.
and runs out the door.
Okay. Let's see. I like that.
If it helps, he leaves a Bacta shaped cloud of smoke that dissipates.
Sure. Okay. So you do that. He like grasps after you, but his chest compartment's opening up and it's like putting out an emergency poison kit. And he's just like, primary programming and starts seeing the strap hanger.
Okay. I run immediately to like carrying her and doing this Wes Anderson style run where like, I'm trying to be very gentle and careful with the person that I'm holding in my arms, but I'm also trying to get somewhere very quickly.
She's struggling, but not very effectively because
I go
she's out of it.
Immediately to the one floor down to the supply closet,
okay.
Because I don't think there is even a supply closet on this floor. It's a penthouse. And I go to the, I would flip a light side point here.
But you don't have
but
any.
But I don't have any light side points. I'm just, this is an idea that we would have done.
Yeah.
I go... I go grab the rope out of linens that we made
yes.
while we were in that closet,
uh-huh.
and I use it to go down the laundry chute.
Okay, I'm going to flip a dark side point.
Mm-hmm. And you die.
Great.
And it's short enough so that you don't reach terminal velocity or anything. That's good, but it is not long enough to make it to
the bottom.
So I just so go down a bunch of
you're
floors.
You're going down a bunch of floors, and now you're dangling there.
Cool.
Fully asleep, unconscious Christmas Valentine.
I flip a light side point, and somebody is putting linens in immediately in front of me.
Yes.
Just jump out.
Yeah, I throw Christmas Valentine at
what,
this person.
Oh my god, what are you doing in the vent? Is anyone else in the vent? The person sticks their head through the vent.
I just crawl right over them.
Oh, okay.
I'm not killing this rando.
Good, because I was disposing of a body in this vent.
I killed the rando.
I gotta get medical attention for her. Can you stay here?
Okay. Why?
Trust me. And I bolt out of the room with her.
Okay.
So by this time, I feel like we're getting close to the bottom of the elevator.
Yeah.
I think that we're at the bottom at like the bar, like in the lobby.
Okay, sure.
And like we both have like a stiff drink that we're just kind of like sitting.
Well, you have a stiff drink. I have a pink nebula.
Yeah. But it's a stiff pink nebula.
Yeah. They did not go easy on the nebula this
time.
No.
They went two in the pink. I'm not going to say that.
No, thank you.
So we both got drinks that we're not even drinking them. We're just kind of like sitting and like staring at them.
Should we how about...
I'm out of things. Just silence.
Okay, but what if we go...
What does silence mean?
Well, I know, but it's like this is kind of a weird time.
That,
and I just...
Again, that stiff Wes Anderson walking. I go up to them. We have to go. We have to go now.
That's as you turn back to walking this way, and there's like a team of medical people going up the other way.
We have to go now.
Baxter's got Christmas, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Back to what have you done?
I succeeded in our mission. I went what I was sent there to do.
Oh! Trist grabs a Lenox drink from the counter, downs the whole thing, grabs his drink, downs the whole thing, puts it down. Well, we're all gonna die.
End of episode. Good job!
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Campaign. The crew of the Minock will be back again next Wednesday. The Campaign Podcast is a joint presentation by Paracosm Press and Peaches and Hot Sauce. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a Chicago-based comedy network with great articles, videos, and podcasts for you to enjoy at peachesandhotsauce.com. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game belongs to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. Finally, all music on the show is performed by the Snowdens of yesteryear. Until next time, peace is a lie. There is only passion.